Dick Whelan in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon, a high in the mid-60s and a chance of a shower with sun and clouds. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan votes to reject the Iran nuclear deal.
The Janesville Republican making a constitutional argument as the House rejects the deal on a 269 to 162 vote.
This is an executive agreement. When asked why, they said, well, we couldn't pass a treaty. So much for the Constitution.
Ryan arguing the deal will allow Iran to restock its inventory of conventional weapons.
It lists the bans on intercontinental ballistic missiles. The only reason you have an ICBM is to put a nuclear weapon on it.
While most Democrats voted to approve the nuclear bargain, 25 voted against it. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Racine police have released the identity of the 14-year-old girl who was fatally shot last evening in the 1000 block of Albert Street. Vista Jackson suffered a single gunshot wound and died after being airlifted to Children's Hospital. Investigators have identified a person of interest as Keller McQuay, a 14-year-old male. Investigators would like to speak with McQuay regarding the investigation. The public is cautioned not to try to approach McQuay, as it's believed that he may be armed and dangerous. Racine police are interested in any additional information regarding the death investigation. Any witnesses or citizens with information are urged to call the Racine Police Department Investigations Unit at 262-635-7756 or contact Crime Stoppers anonymously at 262-636-9330. Another push is underway at the state capitol to change how Wisconsin draws its legislative districts. Democrats want a nonpartisan system to replace the current process of having the majority party draw the lines. State Senator Dave Hansen admits it's an issue they should have taken up in 2008 when Democrats controlled the capitol.
Something should have been done. You're absolutely correct. And that was a mistake, and that's a pox on our party and pox on any party that doesn't do the right thing.
State Representative Mark Spreitzer says the current system allows the party in charge to draw district lines that favor them without considering the impact it has on communities. For example, he says the 2011 maps drew a line through the center of Beloit.
People living in the same community but across the street from each other have to call different representatives to deal with the same issue, and their voice is diluted.
Democrats have introduced a bill that would have a nonpartisan board draw the district maps every 10 years. It likely faces an uphill battle in the Republican-controlled legislature. The USDA will hand out $100 million to 21 states to add to infrastructure needed to roughly double the number of gas pumps delivering higher blends of corn-based ethanol.
This $100 million that's being provided by USDA will be matched dollar for dollar by partners in the 21 states being awarded these resources.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack estimates Wisconsin's share will result in 120 more gas pumps offering higher ethanol blends such as E15 and E85. Vilsack believes the effort will give customers more choices and provide much needed boost to the rural economy. He cited a study showing the biofuels industry has a $184 billion impact on the U.S. economy.
Supports over 850,000 jobs, promotes and pays $46 billion in wages, and generates over $14 billion in tax revenue for federal, state, local governments.
The USDA estimates the grants will support nearly 5,000 pumps at over 1,400 gas stations in the 21 states. Warnings for drivers and motorcyclists as fall riding season approaches.
As of August 31st, a total of 356 people have died in Wisconsin traffic crashes in 2015, including 54 motorcycle operators and two passengers. The Department of Transportation's Dave Papps notes many motorcyclists will be on the road for fall rides in coming weeks. Drivers need to share the road and watch for motorcycles, while motorcyclists need to obey traffic laws and never ride impaired. They should always wear protective gear, including a helmet, something nearly two out of three who died in crashes last year in Wisconsin were not wearing. Bill Wise, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Dick Whelan, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.